Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Are you ready to learn?
Hello, everyone. I'm Marie, and yes, I'm ready to learn. Today's topic is Talk About It.
And the title of the lesson is Phones and Their Problems. Phones and Their Problems. What do you think we will talk about today, Marie?
I think we're going to be talking about phones. Now, we all have phones. They are very useful and good. They make our lives really easy and very convenient.
Yeah, that's true. And we have games on our phones and the internet, too. They can do so much.
But that is a problem. Well, phones can make some problems sometimes. It's easy to be on your phone too much. Peter, do you use things like social media apps on your smartphone?
Well, yeah, of course. That's a way to keep in touch with my family.
Yeah, me too. All these things are great, but there is a time and place for everything.
You're right, and we will talk about that today. But first, we need to learn the key words for today, and Teacher Jack will help us with them. Here he is.
Hello, 我们今天讲到爱用手机的低头族。Adam 看到他的朋友 Sarah 在对接。He saw her across the street. 这里的 across 是介系词，在什么的对面或在什么的另一边的意思。Adam 向他招手，可是他却低着头在传简讯。Adam waved to her. 动词 wave 表示挥手致意，招手的样子。然后 Sarah 要过马路了 She was crossing the street 动词 cross 就是越过横跨的意思可是前面有一辆车开过来他却没注意到还好这时候 Adam 大叫 Watch out 叫他小心不然真的很危险 Adam 忍不住摇摇头 Adam shook his head 摇头的这个动作就是 shake his head 动词 shake 是摇动他的过去式是 shook他们两个人一起走在路上这下换 Adam 看他的简讯了结果 Sarah 都停下来了他还继续走不知道要停了 He didn't notice Sarah stopped walking 动词 notice 就是察觉注意到结果 Ben 不看路撞上了路边的椅子 He ran into a bench 名词 bench 就是长椅子你说这两个人是不是应该改改低头族的坏习惯呢太危险了
Adam was waiting for his friend Sarah. He saw her across the street. Her head was down, and she was looking at her phone. She was always texting someone.
Hey, Sarah!
Adam said, waving to her from the street corner. But she didn't hear him because she was busy with her phone. Then she stepped into the street.And started to cross. Adam saw a car coming.
So, in our Talk About It lesson today, we have two friends. The boy's name is Adam. The girl's name is Sarah. They are meeting each other.
Yes, Adam was waiting for her, and then he saw her across the street.
Oh, okay. Well,Did Sarah see him right away? No, I don't think so. Her head was down and her phone was out.
We learned that Sarah was always texting someone. I have many friends like this. Texting is when you write messages to people on the phone. Do you like to text or call?
That's a good question. I usually text people.It's easier for me to communicate that way. We don't always have time to talk on the phone.
Me too. I definitely prefer texting than calling someone.
So Adam tries to get her attention. He yells to her and starts waving to her like this.
Well, I am sure that Sarah noticed him. She must be excited to spend time with Adam.
Maybe. But she doesn't show it at all. She was busy on her phone. Well, how do you feel when someone is busy with their phone?
Well, if someone is busy on their phone and I'm trying to talk with them, I feel a little sad. I wish they would pay more attention to me.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Someone should give your attention, especially if you're friends. Well, then Sarah is crossing the street, but oh no!
Yes, there was a car!
No, I said, oh no, because I'm confused. She started crossing the street, but she is across the street? Oh no, what is the difference between cross and across? Jack, can you help us out?
这一段有两个单字真的长得太像了，我们来分辨一下。第一个是介系词 across， 表达在什么对面。Adam saw her across the street. Adam 看到她在对面的街上，你可以说 She walks across the street with a friend. 或者在很吵的地方用餐的话，你可能会说 It's not easy to talk across the table. 隔着餐桌聊天不容易。第二个字少了一个 A， 是动词 cross， 越过穿越的意思。 They crossed the riverby boat， 他们坐船过河，或者 they crossed the desert in 4 days， 他们在四天之内穿过沙漠。所以 across 是介系词，而 cross 是动词，不要用错咯。
Look out!
Adam shouted. Sarah looked up and saw the car. She quickly stepped back and stepped on someone's foot.She apologized. The car passed and she crossed the street. Adam shook his head.
Hi, Adam. Sorry about that,
she said. They started walking and talking. Sarah started telling Adam about a small problem, but Adam wasn't listening. This time, Adam was busy with his phone.
Adam is across the street and sees a car coming towards Sarah when she was crossing the street.
Yeah, he shouts, "Watch out!" This is a very useful phrase in English. When you need someone to be careful of something or they need to pay attention really quickly, you can say, "Watch out."
I don't understand. Why doesn't she see the car?I always look both ways before I cross the street. Why didn't she see the car coming?
Well, that's because she was on her phone.
Oh, that is a big problem. And actually, many people do this. That is very dangerous.
Thankfully, Adam said something. Sarah looked up and saw the car. She quickly stepped back onto the sidewalk and...
Hey, Peter!
Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm glad you did.
What? You're glad that I backed into you?
No, I said that because sorry about that is today's...
Calendar phrase!
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
我对此感到很抱歉。
Pow! Zap! Bam!
Hello! How are you today?
Zap! Pow! Pow!
You're not listening!
Sorry about that. Boom! Kaboom!
You're not paying attention!
Sorry about that. Zap! Boom! Yay!
You're not very polite!
Sorry about that. Boom! Zap!
Oh
no! I dropped my...Tablet!
I'm not sorry about that!
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
我对此感到很抱歉。
Well, Marie, really, I am sorry about that. When you bump into someone or make a mistake, this is a great phrase to use. Just say...Sorry about that.
Well, the car passed, and Sarah crossed the street. Adam shook his head. He can't believe his friend would step into the street like that. I think Sarah is texting way too much.
Yeah, and Adam shakes his head. When you shake your head, that means no or I can't believe this. And another word we use is nod. This is the opposite meaning. Nod means yes or you agree with something.
Well, our friends start talking to each other. Finally, they get to spend time together.
I don't know. Sarah started telling Adam about a small problem, but Adam wasn't listening. This time, he was on his phone.
Yeah, that is a problem. Well, right now, maybe you guys can call a friend on your phone while we go to our break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
So, Marie, when do you find it annoying when people use their phones at the wrong time?
Well, when I'm trying to talk to someone like a friend, but they're not paying attention to me and they're paying more attention to their phone, I get really upset. And eventually I will tell them, put your phone down.
Yeah, or when people have their phone on and it rings when it shouldn't. That can be annoying too. Well, there are many problems with phones, and let's talk more about it after this last part.
He started smiling because of a text. Sarah stopped walking, but Adam didn't notice and ran into a bench.
Adam, I was talking to you. Weren't you listening?
She asked.
Sorry, Sarah,
he said, and put away his phone.
Please tell me again.
They sat down, and both their phones buzzed at the same time. They looked at their phones, and then at each other.
Our friends Adam and Sarah meet to spend time together, but it looks like they are spending more time with their phones than each other.
They were walking and talking. Now, earlier, Sarah was on her phone. Now, Adam is on his phone and is not listening to Sarah. That is rude, Adam.
She didn't notice that he wasn't listening to her. She was sharing something serious with him, but he started to smile because of a text.
Not only that, but he didn't notice that Sarah had stopped walking and ran into a bench. What does it mean to run into something? Well, I know the perfect person to help. Here's Jack.
因为 Adam 走路不看路，所以没注意到 Sarah 已经停下来了，而且还撞上了路边的长椅子。Adam didn't notice and ran into a bench. 片语 run into something 表示撞上了某样东西，在这里要特别注意一下。Run 的过去式是不规则变化的 ran。我们来看例句 ：He ran into a tree. 他撞上了一棵树。或者 ，Be careful, don't run into the wall. 小心不要去撞墙了。另外，你如果说 run into someone 的话，不是撞上某个人哦，它是引申用来表达恰巧与某人不期而遇，偶然遇到。比如说。I ran into your sister at the mall yesterday. 或者 She ran into an old friend at the party. 她在派对上遇到一位老朋友。
Thanks, Jack. So when Adam runs into the bench, Sarah knows that he wasn't listening to her. He was on his phone.
Yeah, and that is not okay. She says, Adam, I was talking to you.Weren't you listening?
Ooh, he is in trouble. Guys, never do this to a girl. Well, at least he says he is sorry. He puts his phone away and says, please tell me again.
Well, they sat on the bench together. Finally, they can pay attention to each other instead of their phones.
Not so fast, Marie. When they sat down, both their phones buzzed at the same time. When your phone vibrates because it is not going to make a ringing sound, it buzzes when it moves.
That's right. And they looked at their phones and then at each other. I think they know, Peter. Their phones are taking too much of their time and attention. Should they answer their phones or talk with each other?
That's a really good question, and we hope you talk about it. But right now, we're out of time. We need to review our keywords from today.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Across. Across. There is a nice cafe across the street.
Wave. Wave. There he is. Wave to him.
Cross. Cross. Look both ways before crossing a street.
Shake. Shake. She didn't agree. She shook her head.
Notice. Notice. Was he wearing a coat? I didn't notice.
Bench. Bench. Let's sit on this bench for a while. Okay, friends, keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Adam was waiting for his friend, Sarah. He saw her across the street. Her head was down, and she was looking at her phone. She was always texting someone.
Hey, Sarah!
Adam said, waving to her from the street corner. But she didn't hear him because she was busy with her phone. Then she stepped into the street and started to cross. Adam saw a car coming.
Look out!
Adam shouted. Sarah looked up and saw the car. She quickly stepped back and stepped on someone's foot. She apologized. The car passed and she crossed the street. Adam shook his head.
Hi, Adam. Sorry about that,
she said. They started walking and talking. Sarah started telling Adam about a small problem, but Adam wasn't listening. This time, Adam was busy with his phone. He started smiling because of a text. Sarah stopped walking, but Adam didn't notice and ran into a bench.
Adam, I was talking to you. Weren't you listening?
She asked.
Sorry, Sarah,
he said, and put away his phone.
Please tell me again.
They sat down, and both their phones buzzed at the same time. They looked at their phones and then at each other.
Hello, Ginger.
Sorry, Monkey Man. I can't talk now. I'm texting.
Ginger, please put away your cell phone, okay?
But I'm texting.
But I want to talk to you. Now, please put your cell phone away.
But.
Now.
Okay, Monkey Man. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I just wanted to say... Oh, excuse me. I have a call.
Don't answer it.
Hello? Sure I can talk.
But Monkey Man, you said...
Now, Ginger, I'm talking on the phone.
Oh, fine. Then I'll text my friend.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, there's a party tomorrow? Of course. Okay.
Hi, dear. I'm back. Where's my hamburger?
Hmm?
Dear,
What are you eating?
I'm eating something.
Are you eating my hamburger? My thick, juicy, delicious hamburger?
It was on your plate, yes.
You ate my hamburger? And you're not even sorry.
Hey, it's just a hamburger. Why are you yelling at me?
You started yelling because of a hamburger?
You started yelling at me because of a hamburger?
Yes, that is a super sentence. I am Super Sentence Man, and it looks like you two are arguing about something. You're arguing about a hamburger?
She ate my hamburger!
And he started yelling because of it.
Great, great, how exciting. That is the super sentence. Someone started doing something because of something else. Now you two, stop arguing for a minute. Let's have some fun. Can you give me the super sentence in another way?
Okay. The dog started barking because of some strangers.
The dog started barking? Because of some strangers. Super! Do you have one?
Yes, I do. She started laughing because of the funny book.
Good, good. She started laughing because of the funny book. Those are some super sentences.
Honey, I'm really sorry about my mistake, but I was really hungry.
Oh, I am hungry.
I can order you another one.
No, I don't want another one. I wanted that one.
Friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great, but they won't solve all of your problems. You need love to do that. And I'm off.
I can't believe you drank my drink as well.
I'm sorry.
I can't. I just cannot.
So phones are a very good thing. They're good to communicate with your friends and family. But sometimes it's not a good thing, and we talked about that today.
Yeah, when you're crossing the street, you should pay attention. That's actually very dangerous. And our phones can take away from our friendships. Who are we spending time with, our phones or our friends?
That's right. Friends, if you think you're spending way too much time on your phone, maybe you should put your phone down and take some more time to spend with your friends and family.
Well, maybe you can practice your English and talk to a friend about today. Well, we hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.